This podcast is a part of the Neuhoff Media Podcast Network.
$50,000 for teens.
Illinois residents who got at least one vaccine dose within our state boundaries will be automatically eligible to win. There's no sign up.
Starting in July, there will be state and regional drawings to ensure winners come from all over Illinois. Winners will be notified by the State Department of Public Health. For these stories, podcasts, and videos, go to NowDecatur.com.
A tale of two storms. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. One hit late last night in and around Naperville, Illinois, a powerful tornado.
There were trees that were stripped of their limbs and all the way down to the roots.
Naperville Fire Chief Mark Pucnitus.
The fact that none of those limbs came through windows and crushed people or injured people is really a miracle.
About 130 homes were damaged. Some people were trapped but rescued alive. Only a handful of injuries reported. The other storm is tropical. Claudette raining down on the North Carolina coast.
The threat should be mostly gone by this afternoon.
Eric Blake at the National Hurricane Center says it'll move out to sea. Claudette's blamed for 13 deaths, 9 of them kids killed in a big highway crash during heavy rain over the weekend. COVID's decline continues with just over 12,000 cases reported in the U.S. over the weekend as the number of Americans 12 and older fully vaccinated nears 53%. Many states have lifted restrictions, including California, where a lot of renters are about to get a lot of help. Fox's Tanya J. Powers explains live.
Dave, federal eviction protections enacted during the pandemic are set to expire at the end of this month. But California has its own protection measure, also due to expire June 30th. Governor Gavin Newsom says the state will pay off all the past due rent accumulated there in an effort to help both landlords and renters.
Anybody that's impacted by this pandemic that can't pay their rent and can't afford their water bill or their utility bill, California will pay those bills. 100%.
He says the past due rent payments will go back to April of last year. State lawmakers are mulling an extension of the eviction protection. Dave.
Tony, the search continues this morning for the gunman who shot and seriously injured a sheriff's deputy trying to stop an armed robbery at a store last night in Linn County, Iowa. The suspect fled, crashed during a chase, and ran off on foot. America's listening to Fox News.
Panera favorites are hot and ready to serve for dinner. Taste our creamy mac and cheese served in a crispy bread bowl. Or the classic bacon turkey Bravo featuring our signature sauce. How about our new mouth-watering Chipotle chicken and bacon flatbread pizza? These and other favorites are waiting for you. Order dinner tonight for delivery or pickup. Only at Panera. Availability and pricing may vary.
20 years after 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation is honoring heroes big time. Mortgage-free homes for 200 heroes. Frank Siller walks more than 500 miles through six states, August to 9/11. Those we lost to 9/11 illness and service members we lost in the War on Terror are having their names read aloud for the first time. Help America to never forget. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org.
Iran's newly elected president is calling on the U.S. to lift sanctions. Ibrahim Raisi is also saying he will not meet with President Biden or negotiate over ballistic missiles as the U.S. considers rejoining the international nuclear deal President Trump pulled out of.
A sixth round of nuclear talks wrapped up this weekend in Vienna, Austria. Officials say progress is being made, though no direct conversations are taking place between the Iranians and Americans yet. President Biden is indicating economic pressure could be lifted under the right circumstances. On Fox News Sunday, National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan outlined what the United States is looking for in negotiations.
To reimpose the constraints that put Iran's nuclear program in a box.
Israel's new Prime Minister Naftali Bennett spoke this weekend about the Iranians, saying the world should reconsider nuclear conversations now that Ibrahim Raisi has been elected, calling him the hangman of Tehran.
Fox's Trey Yings. To U.S. envoys in South Korea offering to hold nuclear negotiations with North Korea anywhere, anytime without preconditions. On Wall Street, coming off last week's big sell-off, a rebound's brewing. Dow futures up about 200 points. A golfer pulled off the course for COVID 2 weeks ago while leading a tournament. won the U.S. Open. John Rahm birdied the last two holes at Torrey Pines in San Diego to win by one stroke. In the NBA playoffs,
the Atlanta Hawks oust the top seed in the East.
This is the matchup right here. Herder against Curry. Herder spins to the middle, puts it up. It's good.
Call courtesy of TNT. Kevin Herder puts it in, part of a game-high 27 points for the surprising hero of Sunday's Game 7 as the Hawks top the Philadelphia 76ers 103-96 to head to the Eastern Conference Finals for the first time since 2015. Meantime, the Phoenix Suns took the Western Conference Finals opener over the L.A. Clippers 120-114. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
In hockey, the Vegas Golden Knights beat the Montreal Canadiens in overtime 2-1 to tie the NHL semifinals in two games each. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere, located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
Here is Nick Smith with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Today's got a 30% chance of showers, mainly up until about 5 p.m. It's going to be mostly cloudy with a high near 71 and wind gusts as high as 28 miles per hour. Tonight's mostly cloudy, then becoming clear with a low around 51. For Tuesday, sunny with a high near 76, and Wednesday, sunny with a high near 82. The current temperature in downtown Decatur is 66 degrees, and your WSOY time is 8:06.
Good morning and welcome to the 8 o'clock hour of Byers & Company. We'll do a little Rome highlight. We'll give away some Cardinals tickets courtesy of First Mid, and we'll tell you about a Netflix show that you have to watch. Company starts now.
Byers & Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
In the last 2 weeks, how many times have Dr. Dre and Jimmy Iovine been in the news? And the latest is they are going to produce a biopic about Marvin Gaye.
Oh, yeah, that'll be good.
You feel like you can say that with some certain confidence, right? That they're going to put the love of the music and make that fantastic?
Yep. I think they are artists. They are businessmen. They know they're very big believers in formulas. You know, Dr. Dre's music is very based on formulas, and he knows the recipe. So I, assuming they have the chops, which I would think is probably safe, I think this will be a very good film.
It is very interesting. You know, the biopics are sort of hit and miss, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, for every Freddie Mercury, Queen, you also get like a spectacular fail like the Elton John, right?
Yeah.
Or the David Bowie movie without any actual David Bowie,
oh,
you know, music in it.
Get that nonsense.
You know, that which doesn't work at all.
No.
Warner Brothers spent upwards of $80 million to acquire the script for the biopic What's Going On About Marvin Gaye, written by a poet and playwright by the name of Marcus Gardley. Alan Hughes has been tapped to direct, and literally the producers are Jimmy Iovine and Dr. Dre. That sounds like a winning team or a winning proposition to me. And so we'll be looking forward to that. All right, on Netflix, by the way, if you are still using a website or having a website with these pop-up ads, I'm in the middle of, I don't know if you go to decider.com, which is all based on sort of whether you should watch something or stream something or not.
Sure.
And my laptop is just inundated right now with pop-up ads, so annoying that it's like just shutting the page down. Why do people do this?
I don't know. Making barriers, I mean, it just tells me to go to a different page. I just go.
Yeah, it really does.
Move to another one.
And I'm still sitting there with the thing spinning, trying to get back to where I was originally. All right, so here is a new series that made its debut over the weekend on Netflix that I think everybody has a little wanderlust in their heart right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
You want to go back out and see things. You want to travel. This is the whole Rome concept. But were you ever a fan of Million Dollar Listings New York? Do you watch any of those reality?
I'm a fan of all of those shows. And there's none that I watch religiously, but at any time they're on, which is fairly frequently in my house, I'll sit and watch all of them.
All right. Well, if you watched Million Dollar Listings, you remember the first several seasons, there was a gentleman by the name of Luis Ortiz, who was one of the high-end real estate brokers in New York. And he left to go find himself and live in France. And now he's back with this new show called The World's Most Amazing Vacation Rentals. And here's the concept. They go all over the world, including the United States, and Luis, two other hosts, who are, one is a design person, the other's a travel expert, and I'm looking for these two ladies' names, and of course the pop-up ads are keeping me from finding it, but they take up, they go to a place, or they go to a region, or an experience, and they find, an affordable place. Mm-hmm. They find a very unique place, and then they find a very high-end place. And the drone shots and all of the eye candy that goes along with it are absolutely amazing. So the first episode takes place in Bali, and they literally find these tree houses that, are literally like $27 per person per night.
Oh, wow.
Where you have this whole ecosystem that you're in. Literally climb up into the tree houses to sleep. And then they go to a huge high-end, right on the ocean, mansion, and everything in between. Episode number two was the interesting one. They go to Alaska, to a place where you can only get to by, seaplane, which is just fantastic. It's co-owned by a former, downhill skier, gold medal, Olympian, and a partner, and they give you just this, high-end, unbelievable, an executive chef, but it looks like something out of Yellowstone, the Kevin Costner TV series, mm-hmm. and it's right on a private lake, and the lake is just full of salmon. You can literally take a paddleboard out, and the salmon from the drone shot, it's the most amazing thing I've ever seen. Like this sea of red just moving underneath your paddleboard, and jumping out of the water all around you to this unbelievable mountain climb where it's like a steel course that you literally loop into and climb to the very top of it and across a bridge that's 1,000 feet up in the air. That's basically a tight wire, rope. And then they go to Moab, Utah, where they rent a Mercedes van that's meant for travel. It has like a built-in shower, and a composting toilet and like two beds. And they spend time out there. This show is a lot of fun. It's not Anthony Bourdain. I don't want to get you too excited where you're going to really learn about people's culture or anything like that. It's just great eye candy.
That sounds like an awesome recommendation, and I will definitely check that one out. You said it's on Netflix, correct?
Netflix, and literally, it's called The World's Most Amazing Vacation Rentals. So they scour thousands and thousands of rentals all over the world. And I like the idea, the concept of breaking it down into affordable, so you feel like, well, I could go do that. The high end, you probably go, we're not going to do a yacht.
Right.
At $10,000 a day or whatever ridiculous
that.
It is. Or the $2,000 a night, Alaska, getaway. But the even the expensive ones come with an awful lot. It's sort of a one price, pays for all. All your food, your adventures, all of that. But it is so cool just to see the world, including the United States. It got us thinking about this Mercedes truck thing. It's like a van. Mm-hmm. This is a very interesting concept. Because I think you could rent this for like $270 a day or something like that.
Yeah, I've seen networks of those, and a lot of them are being used for, in lieu of tour buses, for small artists, not small artists, small in traveling team is what I mean.
Right.
Because you don't need a whole bus. You can park it without any sort of special needs. So, yeah, it's kind of a growing thing.
And it's a new way to camp, for those who aren't all in on, carrying a sleeping bag out into the woods and roughing it, so to speak, i.e. me. So I think, we were talking, I'd go back to Utah in a heartbeat. It is the most beautiful place I've ever seen in the United States of America. But thinking about now, do you do a hotel? Although the hotel I think we had in Moab, which was really nice, was less than, what the Mercedes van, camping van rental was. So it's really not that, it's not that pricey to stay in Moab. But I just really enjoyed the series. I always liked Luis on Million Dollar Listings. And I just like when they go at it as like a tourist.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that too. Because it's more relatable, and you get some of the questions or information that it, my brain always wants more info than is given. It's just the nature of it. Even if they give a lot, I still want more. And when you're asking some of the questions that I have, it's like, oh, all right, cool. That's what I wanted to know. So I'm interested in this show. Good call.
Chuck, I think we're only two episodes in. I'm not even quite sure how many there are, but it just made its debut, and it feels like the perfect sort of post-COVID new world thinking about getting back at it and getting back at it in a way that you can afford at least the one of the three options that they do each time. The unique experience, the affordable one was a working, like, kind of dude ranch in Montana that's been a working ranch since, like, 1934. And so this guy with the mustache and the hat, I mean, this real life cowboy, you know, his family has owned it since like 1901. And his passion is saving barns in America, you know, because so many of the sort of hipster urban people have tried to take this look into urban America, and they tear down these great historic barns just to get the reclaimed wood to able to make this stuff look this way. And then also educating people. It's a working cattle farm. And so you get all the horseback riding you want, and family style meals, and the big, what you would think of as a cowboy breakfast. But you know, his mission statement is to get people to become more aware of where their food comes from and the work that goes in, you know, to getting that food to you. And it reminded me of the cowboys that I got to hang out with, in Arizona. They're special kind of people.
Yeah, that's awesome. I mean, they're still living in a way that is like not just farm to table. I mean, their hands are touching every part of their life. That's pretty cool.
Absolutely. And at one point, he is literally standing there looking at the barn with one of the castmates, and he says, you know, change is the only constant thing, you know, like a cowboy would.
Right. Wow. That's cool. Hey, I wanted
And then I thought,
Go ahead. I had something else.
I believe he's right in change is the only constant that we have in life. And then we have this past weekend where I think of another quote about foolish consistency being the hobgoblin of little minds.
Yeah.
World constantly changes, and in some ways, not at all.
Yeah, we just stand and just let chaos happen around us instead of change with it and adapt. But Brian, I wanted to circle back real quick to that Marvin Gaye biopic that you're talking about. And I'm going to increase the stock for it for you in particular. So you mentioned Alan Hughes, and it reminded me, I hadn't thought about Alan Hughes in a while. He's one half of the Hughes brothers. The Hughes brothers, you know, they directed, Alan in particular, started doing videos with Tupac and worked his way up, did Menace to Society, Dead Presidents, and some movies like that I'm a fan of. But I want to tell you, he was the director of Broken City, which is Mark Wahlberg and Russell Crowe. But for you, he was the director of The Defiant Ones. So his hand has already been worked with Dr. Dre, with Jimmy Iovine. They've already made really good film. They've already done it. So now I think that they're going to steer this thing even more so.
Well, to me, this has just got all of the fingerprints of this talent. The Book of Eli, yes, the Denzel Washington film, which I liked.
I know you did.
Two quick things for you, Nick Smith, that I made note of just because of your love of these two things. First of all, wrestling. A new documentary about China that I have not watched. I'd forgotten, to be honest with you, that she had died.
China, person.
Yeah, C-H-Y-N-A.
Joni.
The wrestler, which I've not watched it, but I have read reviews. You know, she had a very complicated, really sad life. And was there anyone, as far as females, I mean, she reinvented that role in professional wrestling, right?
Yeah, wrestling for women. You know, there was the Fabulous Moolah, and some of the, they never got the shine. And then it became about the Bombshell, you know, bringing out the eye candy or whatever. But China brought credibility, like, hey, I can physically do the moves. I'm intimidating. I'm tough. And now, you know, just 2 years ago, there was an entire pay-per-view of all women, and women have headlined WrestleMania. So I would describe her as a big trailblazer for women. for sure.
The it's called Vice Versa China, and it is on Vice TV, and it gathers all the wrestlers of the time, you know, friends, and I from what I've read, it's pretty well done. And she had a very interesting and tragic life, and clearly died way too young, and dealt with addiction and all kinds of problems. But I wanted to put that on your radar screen because I thought it would be something you would enjoy. And second of all, did you see the cover of Sports Illustrated this week?
I don't know if I did. I saw the cover of Madden with Tom Brady and Pat Mahomes, but I don't know that I saw the Sports Illustrated.
Well, it brings up an interesting thing because I don't know, to be honest with you, magazines today, you know, exist solely as a digital thing. And is the cover a thing anymore?
It is. The last magazine that I got was ESPN, and they turned it all digital. I used to subscribe to Sports Illustrated. It was my first subscription, and the free gift that I got was Dazzling Dunks and Basketball Bloopers, which is what I really wanted. And I stopped subscribing to Sports Illustrated because they had a cover of Michael Jordan that said, "Bag it, Michael, you're embarrassing yourself," or "You're embarrassing baseball." And I said, "You don't get my money anymore." Being mean to Michael Jordan.
All right. The cover, and I will show you that right there, is Digital Gamers.
Oh, yeah, Atlanta FaZe. That's my team.
Okay, so yeah. I don't know if this is the first time, that the gamers have made the cover of Sports Illustrated or any other like-minded periodical, what we would have called them in the past. Now they live only digitally. But tell me about this team, and why do you think now they're on the cover of Sports Illustrated?
Well, because it's a multi-billion dollar industry. It's competitive. It's invested by sports teams. In the case of my favorite portion of okay, so FaZe is sort of like this organization. Lots of these exist. And then they will have different teams. The team that I like in particular of the FaZe clan is the Atlanta FaZe that competes in the Call of Duty League, or the CDL. And they are, you know, they have gear. They have, you know, licensing. They have all this different stuff. They're paid. The prize money is in the millions. They're paid salaries. They are given health insurance benefits. The NBA has its own league that is, so there's a digital Bulls team that they have a draft that, you know, I mean, this is for real. It's competitive and it's streamed by millions. And so this is competitive sports.
And for me, I'm not into this. I've tried to open my mind because of your love of it and just the gaining popularity, as you said, the money behind it. It's sort of like this Tesla moment. It's like when you see it on the cover of Sports Illustrated, you know, this isn't, you know, it is now considered sports.
It absolutely is.
The mainstream, I mean. It's been considered that way in your world for a long time. But, I mean, to everyone else.
There is. Okay, so to that point, if you were to go to, like, ESPN.com, They will list their sports in hierarchy. So, you know, right now the NBA and the U.S. Open might be to the left or the first things you see in the menu bar. You know, during the NFL season, it'll be closer. But somewhere in that bar now is not only professional wrestling, which is sports entertainment, but they still call it e-gaming, or, you know, e-sports is there as well. I mean, it's huge.
And like maybe the UFC, I think of sort of these outliers that maybe took a little longer to be accepted by the mainstream media as being an actual thing.
Yep, absolutely. And now there's television deals. You can watch, Overwatch League on TNT. There's whole channels dedicated to it. The Call of Duty League, I stream when they have big tournaments or their championship. I went to one in person, and there was over 100,000 people there. The weekend.
Okay, describe that experience. Where did you go?
Okay, so this particular one was the first ever Call of Duty. They called it the Call of Duty Experience, and I was there as media. It was held in the hangars where the Spruce Goose was being held by John Hughes. John Hughes, right? Am I confused? The billionaire,
John
that was
Hughes,
the aviator.
No, you're talking about, hang on, it'll come to me. John Hughes was the director of The Breakfast Club and 16 Candles and all those great 80s
John
comedies.
Something. Yeah, anyway, yes. wherever that massive hangar was, there's two side by side. One was an
Howard Hughes. Was
Howard,
the name you were
thank
looking
you.
For.
You yes, nailed thank it. You. On the other side, in one hangar, they had probably 300 gaming stations set up for the public and T-shirt stations and all this sort of stuff. And on the other one, they had this major stage. Kanye West performed, the Dropkick Murphys performed, and then you're standing there in this humongous thing that throughout the weekend watching different teams compete with big screens up behind them. They're standing there with their headsets, their controllers, and the crowd is roaring as a big kill comes in, or they, you know, they plant the bomb or whatever game mode it happens to be. Celebrities are in attendance. I bet probably two or three dozen of them. I watched it with Merle from The Walking Dead. He and I watched it, but the energy is there. It was just like being in a sporting event. It really was, except for the dudes weren't running around. They were controlling it with their hands.
Okay, so talk to me about ticketed, is it a ticketed event? What do you pay as comparable to other sporting events? You know, to attend something like that, what does it cost?
So I've never paid to get into one, but my guess is...
Of course you haven't.
It feels
and good for you.
It feels like a $25 ticket or 15 okay. to 25. Does that make sense?
No, it doesn't. Yeah. You could tell me anything, and I would believe it. I'm just trying to wrap my head around the logistics of all of it, and where does it stack up, you know, as far as entertainment venues are concerned. You know, I basically know what it costs to go to a concert. I know what it costs to go to a baseball game. I know what it costs to go to an NFL game. You know, I know what it costs to go to Lollapalooza or something like that. You know, I'm just trying to gain from my own knowledge, you know, like what this experience costs.
Well, in Korea, where they play League of Legends or Dota, we're talking about like soccer crowds. Like these are their guys, you know, and so those tickets are probably, you know, oh, I want to sit front row. Those could be in the hundreds it's just not like that here, especially since we consume a lot of it, streaming. But the Luxor in Vegas has its own e arena built in that you can buy like a pass to go for a half hour, an hour, but they do tournaments and live events and stuff, I mean, built in. So, I mean, it is starting to permeate. And
so it's as big a deal in Las Vegas as is, like, would have been boxing, you know, years ago, UFC fights, you know, those kind of things. Enough so that a major casino resort built something, you know, to accommodate it.
Yeah, it absolutely is. I mean, this stuff is happening all over, all the time. And like I said, the NBA has its own developmental, they have developmental...
Just speaking for the dumb people, including myself, you know, in this conversation, I'm trying to understand the revenue model, where it's all generated.
So the revenue is generated by the sales of the game. So this is, I mean, on one hand, you could look at it as a loss leader, this whole, but it's grown to where, nope, we'll make money on this too. But I mean, when billions of or hundreds of millions of people are downloading copies of the game, it's $60 a clip.
Okay, so I'm not far off in my thought process thinking, okay, at the beginning, all the hype was created to sell you the product, meaning
the
game itself. But now the hype has grown in such popularity that it's now a profit center in and of itself.
Correct. And also the people playing the games are like, we want to compete. And so they're putting up multi-million dollar prizes. And teams, you know, I mean, there are rosters that have like seven players and only five get to play or four get to play. Hey, is this guy a free agent? We'll throw you $75,000 to come our way next season. I mean, $100,000.
It was a major plot point of the Rock's HBO series, I think, in the final season about the NFL. I'm drawing a blank. What was the name of that TV show?
Ballers.
HBO? Ballers, yes. Mm-hmm. And there was an NFL player that literally was going to quit his NFL career just to become a full-time gamer.
Oh, he'd make more money, and he'd be safer.
Well, he may have carpal tunnel syndrome or something like that, but not multiple concussions and everything else that goes along with that. Interesting stuff. College scholarships, I know, all kinds of things that are happening, but it really kind of hit home to me, oddly enough, just seeing it on the cover of Sports Illustrated.
Yeah, and that was my team, too. That's the cool part.
Way behind the game, I am. Way behind the game. You ought to see about getting an actual hard copy of that so you can get it framed. And
see if I can get it signed.
Iconic magazine covers, it's the one thing, I know it's still around. It's just in a different way. Mm-hmm. But, right, you could kind of list them off the top of your head throughout the history of magazines.
Yeah, my favorite is the Michael Jordan hologram on Sports Illustrated that you could turn it left and right and his head turned with it. That's my favorite one. Not the most iconic, but famous magazine covers, they still hold.
I guess I was a person who said that I'll never sort of read e-books, that I wanted, you know, a book to hold in my hand. And I, of course, I read, that's all I do is read electronically. So I don't know. I got to get over that last hump of the magazine. Cause I used to at one point, I think, and this is embarrassing to admit, but absolutely true. There was at one point in my radio career, that I probably got 30 magazines a month.
I believe it. And I saved all mine and finally pitched 85% of them in the last 6 months.
And I think about all the trees that were killed and all the unnecessary production of all of that. And looking back, I feel a little guilty. But, man, there was just nothing better than opening the mailbox and having a handful of magazines.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Thumb through them.
Yeah. Now it's an Apple News subscription, and you get 100 times more than that. All right, folks, when we get back on the other side of the break, Tokyo athletes, there's a couple of questions. Somebody's already tested positive at the Olympics. And then what about those condoms? We'll tell you next.
This is Schuyler with your stories now. Governor J.B. Pritzker is announcing a new COVID-19 vaccination lottery with $10 million in prizes. The lottery is called All In for the Win, and it features cash payouts of $100,000 to $1 million for adults and scholarships worth $150,000 for teens.
Illinois residents who got at least one vaccine dose within our state boundaries will be automatically eligible to win. There's no sign up, and this is a way of saying thank you.
Starting in July, there will be state and regional drawings to ensure winners come from all over Illinois. Winners will be notified by the State Department of Public Health. One state lawmaker is sharing his battle with prostate cancer to encourage more people to get screened for the disease. Chicago Representative LaShawn Ford says he was screened last October and his PSA levels came back quite high. Ford had surgery in January. He stresses the need to be checked regularly.
There are no signs that you have prostate cancer.
The surgery was successful. For these stories, podcasts, and videos, go to nowdecatur.com.
News, I'm Chris Foster. Tropical storm Claudette is hitting North Carolina with wind and rain after moving through the Gulf Coast. 13 deaths are attributed to the storm in Alabama, 10 in a multi-car wreck on a highway.
Among the victims, a 29-year-old father and his 9-month-old daughter, and 8 girls ranging in age from 4 to 17 years old from the Tallapoosa Girls Ranch, returning home in a van after a week in Gulf Shores. The ranch director, the lone survivor, 2 of her own children are among the victims.
Lee Peck with Fox 10 News, Alabama. The CDC says 53% of Americans 12 and up are fully vaccinated for coronavirus.
The U.S. on Sunday reported a 7-day rolling average of more than 11,000 COVID cases, a 23% drop in the past week. U.S. borders with Canada and Mexico will stay closed to non-essential travel until at least July 21st. That ban was set to expire today.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. America's listening to Fox News.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
Fun Kit.
Here is Nick Smith with your WSOY 3-day forecast.
Today, we've got a 30% chance of showers, mainly until 5 p.m. It's going to be mostly cloudy with a high near 70 and wind gusts as high as 28 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy, then mostly clear with a low around 51. For Tuesday, it's going to be sunny with a high near 76. And Wednesday, it's going to be sunny with a high near 82. The current temperature in downtown Decatur is 66 degrees, and your WSOY time is 8:32.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Monday, good morning and welcome. So they've already had a member of one of the teams arriving in Tokyo test positive, even though it was Uganda, even though they've all been vaccinated. This is going to be a nightmare logistically, right, with all of these people coming in. They're going to the venues are going to be limited to 10,000 spectators. And they're not going to allow shouting or speaking loudly, and you must wear a face mask at all times while at the venues.
Okay, good luck with that.
Can you imagine just the nightmare of trying to enforce that?
I mean, it's almost like a, how would you be able to? I mean, how could you?
And will it change the way you view the venues, much like it did last year, you know, watching NFL games with no fans or watching NBA games with no fans? Will it feel differently consuming it on your TV, you know, the way we do every 4 years? I mean, I'm a big fan of the Olympics. Mm-hmm. I mean, I really love it. I it wouldn't be special if you had it all the time. You know, the fact that you had got to wait 4 years, and then of course it was postponed a year because of COVID. I mean, I can't wait to see like the track and the swimming and the stuff that I don't normally consume.
Yeah, I love taking it in. But to answer your question, it's not going to bother me either way. If they're going to be safe, the Olympics have this sort of like, it's not pomp and circumstance, but it's very regimented. It's like, you know, the gymnastics people, they walk out in a line and then they turn all at the same time and then they ascend on the different things. So, like, I'm fine if that's just part of the protocol. It's not going to bother
me. I'm thinking about the swimming. That seems like a very loud venue normally.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Because you're indoors and, you know, people are shouting and screaming. They're not even going to let you speak loudly in the venues in Japan. And then one other thing which cracked me up is, and I don't know how this became a tradition, but the Olympic condom story always comes out every mm-hmm. 4 years. They're handing out 160,000 condoms, and they're calling them souvenirs, meaning we're giving you this, but don't even think about attempting to use it, because you could be literally deported, you could be banned, you could have a medal stripped away. Why hand these out? I mean, somebody, I guess, probably ordered them, you know, ahead of time, you know, last year. And when did that become the souvenir of choice?
I don't know. I mean, because all the stories of all the shared campuses and, you know, all with your team, with people from other parts of the world, it's been a big deal. I don't know.
It has been in the past. So the message is here's a great souvenir for whatever reason, but don't think about using it because we've got strict protocols in place. It makes my head hurt just thinking about trying to manage something this big over multiple cities and multiple venues and all of the athletes, family, people who come from the rest of the world, Japanese citizens, and trying to pull this off.
You know, I've been at the Olympics before, and, you know, you're walking up to get like a soda or something, and the 20 people that are in the line that you're in might be from 15 different parts of the world, you know, and who knows what they brought with them or what, you know, and the communication's already, no, you know, they're barely able to say Coca-Cola or whatever, or just point to the bottle. And so when you're trying to impart rules and philosophies and thoughts, I mean, it is going to be unbelievably challenging. I just can't imagine it.
Well, they begin on the 23rd of July and pencil it in. I'm excited about our gymnastics team, and we may be seeing the greatest gymnast in the history of gymnastics as an American who has just been unbelievable. So the things that you normally don't care about. If track is on TV for whatever reason, the Nationals or what, I mean, I can't skip through it fast enough.
Yeah, you're right. But when the Olympics and they hit you with the bum, 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 bum.
Every bit of it.
I buy into it all. And sometimes I find myself, especially when it's over different time zones or whatever, you know, I tune in the middle of the night if I just can't sleep and find myself watching something like discus or something at like 3 a.m.
Absolutely. And I feel really bad for most of the Olympians, because most of the Olympians, no matter where it is or who you are, you're there just for the experience.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Because most of them aren't bringing home a medal.
Mm-mm.
You know, there are an elite group of people over there in all these different areas that are there to win a gold medal. I mean, that's their purpose. That's why they're there. And if they win a gold medal, it won't matter about COVID restrictions or not being able to have the normal experience, because you're there to win that gold medal. The vast majority of them are there for the experience.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting, like, since you brought up wrestling earlier, if somebody competed in the Olympics, maybe they didn't win a gold medal or win any medal, but they're always billed as former Olympian. You know, and it's not just wrestling.
Absolutely.
It's one of those things that they can go speak to your school as former Olympian. It's a thing that you carry with you.
There's no doubt about it. I mean, that was the first thing out of the shoot. That Mountain Lodge in Alaska on that, the Netflix show was, that's how that guy was introduced. Not the guy that owns this big, you know, lodge and, you know, is a former gold medal Olympian.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. Yeah. I mean, it's part of you forever.
So they won't get the same experience, but that they're there for that. Those few. The rest of them are going to go there and eat alone and not be able to have all the group activities and all the different things that people would normally get experience. I feel bad for them because they've trained very, very hard to be able to be a part of this experience. Mm-hmm. That watching it on TV won't be that different for us, but their experience there will be very, very different.
Yeah, and it won't be long, Brian, before we have, and it's already in development, it's already experimental, but when we'll have esports in the Olympics as well.
Well, it would certainly make sense to me. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was just looking at a list of the top 100, superstars that have made money this year or in 2020, and you get down to 94th before you're out of millionaires. The top player this year playing Dota over in Korea, No-Tail, almost $6.98 million, $7 million, and that's not counting salary, endorsements, any of that. That's just in winnings, $7 million.
That's amazing. Now, is it a sport like others where you'll make more on the endorsement side of things than you do in prize money?
Oh, yeah, and also streaming. Hey, I want to watch this guy. Imagine being able to watch Kobe Bryant in the gym by himself shooting jumpers back then. Or Michael, people would pay to watch that, to see how do you work? How does that work out? That's what they're doing. You know, it's like watching them scrimmage at $10 a month or, hey, I like this play. Here's $5. So they make so much money.
Are you one of the people that got the HBO Max mysterious email?
Yes. Yeah.
I did too. and I was sitting there going, what is this? And we'll give you the details. And a company as big as HBO Max decided to throw the intern under the bus, which I thought was an interesting.
I kind of like it, though. I mean, like,
do you?
Yeah, like, hey, little Bobby messed it up. All right, I can believe that.
I mean, there are days like when I feel like today where we have had nothing but technical issues and problems that I don't feel as bad when I realize that HBO Max has still left the door open to an intern.
Yeah, I didn't even think to mention that to you. That was super weird.
All right, we'll talk about it. We'll get back on the other side of the Marquee Coffee break. Fresh roasting coffee, locally indicated for over 40 years. Marquee Coffee, the official drink of choice for discerning coffee drinkers everywhere. The magic is in their beans.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit TanglewoodVillage.com.
It's time to make hay with new John Deere Hay Equipment at Sloan's. Right now, get 0% for 5 years on 6E Series tractors, round balers, and mower conditioners. Or lease your new John Deere Hay Equipment, like the 6120E tractor for just $155 per month. 5-year lease and 450 hours per year. Some restrictions apply. Subject to approved credit from John Deere Financial. See Sloan Implement for details. Offer ends 8/3/21. Visit Sloan Implement today, celebrating 90 years and going strong.
Get out from behind your screen and take it to the course. Play around or hit the driving range at Red Tail Run or Hickory Point Golf Course in Decatur. With new carts, impeccable course conditions, online tee times, and friendly staff, golf in Decatur is an exciting way to get outdoors this spring. Grab some cold drinks and a bite to eat in our grill rooms and shop your favorite brands, high-tech gadgets, gifts, and golf essentials in our pro shops. Golf is back and better than ever. Plan a day on the links and book your tee time online at golfdecatur.org.
If you're not getting as much drill out of your drill, if your circular saw is making you dizzy, and if your Sawzall isn't sawing at all, it might be time for a new tool battery. Rex Battery has just the battery that will fit the manufacturer's specifications. We stock our batteries fresh so you get longer life and more power. You don't need to remember any part numbers or secret codes. In fact, you can bring your old battery in and we'll know exactly which one you need. We've spent decades dealing in batteries and know them better than just about anybody. Best of all, your battery is likely sitting right here waiting for you. No need to hope it gets delivered. No need to go to a chain and try to guess which one you need. If your projects are battery powered, Rex Battery can get it going. From the tiniest hearing aids to the biggest farm equipment, nobody knows batteries better than Rex. 1330 East El Dorado, Decatur.
Rex with a double X battery. Generations of power.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Monday. So Thursday night, I'm sitting there getting ready to watch something, and I check my email, and there's this very strange email from HBO Max.
Yep. Got the same one.
All right. And what did you think? It just said integration test email number one.
So I first checked to see where it came from. I looked at the headers, and it looked authentic, like it was coming from HBO Max. And then I thought about it and did a little search. It seems like that's like a stress test for like an Azure, like a cloud computing sort of thing. So I was like, all right, whatever. But then I was like, I'm going to keep an eye on this, and then I forgot.
Okay. Well, they tweeted out, we apologize. And this happened sometime like Friday after the show Friday, because I was going to bring it up Friday morning, you know, after getting the email, but I didn't have anything further on.
I
just assumed somebody made a mistake or mm-hmm. whatever. And it was great on social media because people started like, you know, creating their own series for HBO mm-hmm. that it was some brilliant marketing campaign to start a word of mouth campaign. But they literally said, we apologize for the inconvenience. And as the jokes pile in, yes, it was the intern. No, really. And we're helping them through it.
Oh, that's awesome. That's perfect.
I don't know.
I kind of felt like,
do you really got to throw the intern under the bus?
Well, they gave us a reason. And then they reassured us that they're not fired. They're like, hey, the new guy jacked it up. We're helping him fix it. So I'm fine with that. It's great.
Okay. But at the same time, what isn't said there is that they've literally turned over your email and your data to an intern.
Well, he probably was monkeying around with their mailing list or something. And then it, boop. And I bet the second that it was sent, I bet his face was like, no. And what do? You call your superiors or do you let them contact you? Because right. They got
and
it too.
By the way, here was the best social media response of all time, maybe, from Monica Lewinsky's Twitter account.
No.
Dear intern, it gets better. With the heart sign and just P.S. don't wear a beret for a while,
oh.
Okay?
Nice. That's good. Yeah. Good advice from an intern. The most famous intern.
Yes. And then interns started sharing their stories online of their ultimate snafus.
Oh, nice.
While literally one user on Twitter claimed that while an intern, he caused a global outage when he worked at Spotify. I mean, literally knocked the whole service off.
Man.
Literally, dear intern, I once globally took down Spotify. It almost happened twice. So they started sharing, and then you start kind of going, all right, whether it's Washington, D.C. and our elected officials mm-hmm. or it's global entertainment companies or it's whatever, how much access and how much work are these interns doing? And it scares you just a little bit.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I really am a fan of how HBO handled that, and I love those kinds of stories. And it's usually not mean-spirited. It is literally like, well, I don't know what I'm doing. I can tell you, I wasn't an intern, but when I first started this, some of the buttons I was pushing and you not knowing what to do to back out of it or what you even did, you know, it can be overwhelming sometimes.
Here's another one of my favorites. Dear intern, when I was 25, I made a PDF assigning each employee to the Muppet they reminded me of the most.
Uh-huh.
I meant to send it to my work friend, but I accidentally sent it to the entire company. Uh-oh. My supervisor, Beaker, wanted to fire me, but the owners, Bert and Ernie, intervened.
Oh, man. That's funny. You know,
all right.
And sometimes interns, like, can rise to the top of, you know, helping create like the voice and tenor of a company, you know, to where their social media is, you know, they were just interning, working the desk, and now they've created a following that, you know, is interesting. I mean, so interns aren't always all that bad.
All right. Listen, I felt bad for the intern. But they sort of seem to make lemonade out of it. So there you have it. Listen, safety is a real thing. And at Bactech, safety and security is becoming more and more important for local business owners. Bactech, right here in Decatur, has options and solutions to help your business no matter how large or small. From churches, corporate offices, schools, small local businesses, they understand the need for safety and security. When people, property, and workers are safe, focused, and remain on missions, purposes, and objectives, Safety Reimagined by the Motorola Company enables you to instantly detect situations through systems that act smarter and faster to identify what is happening. From perimeter breaches, lost items, license plate recognition, or elevated temperature detection, it provides real-time insights to improve response times and potentially prevent incidents from escalating beyond control. Look, safety and security remains a top concern for many. And with Safety Reimagined ecosystem from our friends at Bectech, you're able to help keep your employees, property, and customers feeling a little safer. Call Bectech today, 217-428-7000, and schedule an appointment with one of their professionals, and they will walk you through a step-by-step needs analysis for your company. Security, safety, and having it be local with all the expertise they bring. Bactech, give them a call at 217-428-7000. Here's Nick Smith with your three-day forecast. We'll be giving away Cardinals tickets coming up next. Don't go anywhere.
Today we've got a 30% chance of showers, mainly until 5 p.m. It'll be mostly cloudy with a high near 70 and wind gusts as high as 28 miles per hour. For tonight, mostly cloudy, then clear with a low around 51. For Tuesday, sunny with a high of 76, and Wednesday, sunny with a high near 82. Current temperature in downtown Decatur is 66 degrees, and your WSOY time is 8:49.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
Here at the Community Foundation of Macon County, we've proudly partnered with generous families, individuals, companies, and nonprofits for the last 21 years to help make their charitable dollars make the seemingly impossible possible for the permanent good of our community. I'm Tony Holly, Director of Strategic Grant Making here at the Foundation, and by connecting the philanthropic goals of individuals with the needs of Macon County, we help strengthen and build a brighter future for all of us. At the Foundation, we work with donors like you to establish individual funds that can benefit a cause, a favorite organization, or even provide a scholarship. You can also help us meet the growing needs of our community, and you can do it all in your name or to honor a loved one. If you would like more information on setting up a fund with the Community Foundation of Macon County and help support local nonprofits, schools, and religious organizations, please call us at 217-429-3000 or go to MaconCountyGives.org for more information. We're proud to be your homegrown community foundation.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
Couple of quick stories, Nick, before we give our Cardinals tickets away. One is Broadway is reopening in New York. Bruce Springsteen is going to be the first performance to reopen this week on Broadway. But to attend a concert, you have to show proof of vaccination, and not only vaccination, but one of the three American-approved vaccinations, not the AstraZeneca, which is very popular in Canada, which has made the Canadians mad. But more importantly, how many things do, we told you about the state fair requirements as far as workers around the stage, people working backstage. How much of this is going to be in our life moving forward?
I think it's going to be pretty common. I saw a photo of a full Madison Square Garden of 40,000 fully vaccinated people. And, you know, for the Foo Fighters, which, and there were 13 on the outside protesting that. But
12 and Rick Schroeder.
Exactly right. Yeah. So I think it will be commonplace. I mean, if nothing else, for liability and insurance. And, you know, you don't want to be like, hey, we had a massive outbreak at the, at the Foo Fighters concert. That's not good for Madison Square Garden. It's not good for New York. It's not good for the Foo Fighters. It's, I mean, it's just bad.
Yeah. And this was artist driven. You know, meaning this isn't the venue, or although they may have been in complete agreement. I don't know. I mean, but this was, you know, Springsteen saying, we're bringing the show back, but this is how we're doing it. And then on the other side of that, you've got Cole Beasley, with the NFL. And you know, to be fair, I mean, this is, you know, two polar opposite, you know, opinions. How much damage will he be doing to his career, by taking this stance?
I don't know. He's had some vaccinated teammates kind of take his side a little bit, but, I don't know. He's very vocal and he's very much out there. And, you know, it's fine to have your opinion, but it also comes with consequences that affect the team. Meaning, you know, there are some, if he were to get, he's about a 1,000-yard receiver. If he were to get into close contact, he'd be removed from the lineup and quarantined for several days, you know, where he could have maybe continued to still be at practice if he was vaccinated.
And that's sort of my issue with the statement that he made on Twitter. If you're scared of me, then steer clear, point blank, period. I may die of COVID, but I'd rather die actually living. It seems to me that you know, you can't steer clear of somebody in an NFL game.
Right.
And second of all, if you want to keep actually living and playing and doing all the things that living, you know, means, why not get vaccinated?
Yeah, I don't know. It just doesn't fit with his current job, you know, and maybe that just means he will end up wanting to keep on living away from football. Maybe he'll continue. He even said something about this might retire me, and I'm fine with that. He made some sort of reference to that, but I don't know. This seems like a strange stance to take.
Well, in you know, there, as you mentioned, their restrictions, you know, they're going to be required to be tested every day. They're going to have to wear masks throughout the team facility during travel. And then as you just, John Rahm, who won, you know, literally, the U.S. Open over the weekend, you know, was 3 weeks ago, 2 weeks ago, you know, heading into a Sunday where he'd make $1.5 million. And because he hadn't been vaccinated, he gets DQ'd from the tournament because he tests positive.
Yeah. And Cole Beasley won't be able to, mingle with family. He'll, on road trips, he won't be able to go out to eat, any of that sort of stuff. He'll be resigned to his hotel room.
And then I also read something very interesting in the story. Per the guidelines, no social/media/marketing/sponsorship activities are permitted for unvaccinated individuals.
Hmm. Oh, maybe the stuff that comes from the league, like meaning like if they're going to showcase the Bills Sunday matchup, Cole Beasley might not be one of the people.
I don't know what that means. That's the first I've heard of that. They were just looking. It was just the verbiage from what the league and the players reps, decided on as far as the protocols moving forward. So I thought that was very, very interesting. And we'll see. And I'm wondering how much of this stuff just gets self-policed out, meaning that, yes, you can take this stance and no one's requiring you by law to do it. But if you want to go see Springsteen, if you want to play football every Sunday, if you want to travel, if you want to be able to, when the Canadian border opens, travel to X, Y, or Z, you know, how much of this is going to be a gigantic inconvenience for those who choose not to get vaccinated?
Yeah, and I've talked about this multiple times. I feel that there are a lot of people in the middle that aren't anti-vax and aren't really pro-vax that are just like, when I need it, when I need to get it for work or I need to get it to go to another country or to see a Springsteen show, I'll just go ahead and get it. Just out of convenience.
We'll see. All right. We've got tickets to give away courtesy of First Mid. The ticket window is back open. We're sending you down to see the Cardinals in action. This is what, this Sunday's game?
The Sunday, the 27th, is against the Pirates.
Yeah, that's this coming Sunday. And so what do you want to do here as we head out of the show? What caller would you like to talk to this morning?
Let's do caller number 8.
Not yet. Not yet, but when we give you the cue, if you're caller number 8, you're going to get a pair of tickets to see the Cardinals in action. We've got a lot. I want to remind you the Hot 25 is back up and running, and there is a video and photo gallery on Nauticator.com and the Nauticator Facebook and social media pages. We had not one but two Juneteenth celebrations over the weekend, one in downtown and Central Park and the other at the Devon Amphitheater. You can check that video out, and you get a little peek at the Tesla.
Oh, yeah, you can go see it for yourself at Bob Brady. I recommend you do that. It's awesome.
Not yet. I still have it. It'll be there this afternoon.
Try out that autopilot before you take it back.
Oh,
do
I'm
it.
So afraid.
You'll regret
I'm
it.
So afraid.
You'll regret not doing it.
All right. Hey, all right. Caller number 8 at 875-1340. Caller number 8 at 875-1340 right now. Courtesy of First Mid Bank and Trust and First Mid Insurance Group, you're going to get a pair of Cardinals tickets from the ticket window. That's it for us. If you missed any of the show today, podcasts are available, I think. Hardly anything else was today. Driven by the Bob Brady Auto Group. So we will see you tomorrow, bright and early, 6 a.m. Have a great day, Decatur.
Will you still love me tomorrow? Is this a lasting treasure?
No matter where you are, we're there. WSOY Decatur, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
This is Schuyler with your stories now. The Illinois Department of Natural Resources is reminding paddlers to be safe out on the water this summer. DNR safety educator Jeff Hopkins says you need to remember that your canoe, kayak, or paddleboard can pose the same risks as a boat.
You have to be aware of the weather situations, your current. If the weather or the wind turns the wrong way, it could put a canoe or a kayaker out half a mile from shore at a big body of water.
Hopkins says the number one way to protect yourself is to wear a life jacket. He also advises against paddling alone or overloading the kayak or canoe. Splash Cove has added additional policies that will go into effect as of today. All minors 15 and under must be accompanied by a parent or guardian 18 and older to be admitted into Splash Cove.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.